Are you ready to apply God's Word into your everyday life? Welcome to Ancient Mysteries Kingdom Principles Podcast. I'm your host, Rabbi Kurt Landry. Together, we will unlock the ancient principles of the Bible that empower your faith and equip you to move into greater levels of kingdom authority. Shalom, Rabbi Kurt Landry here on this Valentine's Day after. And I just want to say this. Sometimes gifts from the Lord can get hung up, or so to say, in the supply chain and get delayed. We're going to break every assignment of delay of everything that you have prayed for, and we're going to do it tonight on this Trending Tuesday. So I'm really excited. I want us to understand that when our good Father, our just judge in the heavenly courts, who loves us, go ahead in the comments and say, he loves me. He has prepared an inheritance of great value and love for every generation, and it's time for us to receive it. And for all the ladies that are watching, I'm so excited that I've been praying and getting all the powerful reports. Excuse me. And keep up the prayers. It is breaking loose. Thank you so much for the prayers for Christy and I. Thank you so much for the prayers for our ministry, for Kurt Landry Ministries and House of David, my olive tree. My good friend Robert Henderson said this. He said, delays many times. He taught this 4 years ago in House of David, and it literally transformed and removed a lot of the delay process that Satan tries to put as the accuser of the brethren. Delays many times are caused by legal issues in the spirit, not timing of God. When we accept them as part of the sovereignty of God, we play into the hands of Satan. That's a quote from Robert Henderson, who writes most of the books that you read on the courts of heaven. But we need to understand this tonight, and this is what I want to release to you. In Proverbs 13:22, it says, a good man. Can we agree? And can you agree in the comments that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is a good man? He's a good father. See, every good and perfect gift comes from above. So go ahead into the comments right now and say, I serve a good God. He is a good father. He is a good man. So he has an inheritance for you, and he is no respecter of persons. It's just a matter if you break the delay and you do what we did last Tuesday, the five most powerful, graceful words that was given by his son, who paid the price that you could use his name and ask and you shall receive. So tonight we're going to ask and you shall receive, and we're going to break every assignment of delay in Yeshua's name. A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children, but the wealth of the sinner is stored up for the righteous. So right now we're in this season between now and Passover where the Lord is transferring wealth. And you're seeing it. You're seeing it happening. But he's transferring it from the evil, which evil in the Hebrew actually translates out to those who follow the dictates of their own heart. Those who are righteous that will obey and trust God because they're going to walk by faith, they'll be the ones who will be ruling and reigning with God's kingdom resources. In Proverbs 22:7, it says, the rich rules over the poor, and the borrower is the servant to the lender. Poverty holds you back from what you're called to do. Let's agree right now. In Yeshua's name, as we come into the mercy courts of heaven, we break every assignment of identity with the spirit of poverty in our family line, known or unknown. We cut it off in Yeshua's name. Tonight, I'm going to ask that you sow a seed, because the word says in Luke 6:38, give and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your bosom, for with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. So when you have an inheritance, if you want to claim a large amount of the inheritance, then you need to sow a larger seed, because the word says it will be given back to you with the same measure. A lot of times people think, Well, I wonder why one of the delays of harvest is because you have not sowed enough seed to release the size of the inheritance and demonstrating the size of your faith in regards to what he wants to give you. So many times what happens is you're not battling for your inheritance. You know, I was ministering here a few weeks ago. Zelophehad, he was part of the tribe of Manasseh. And I ministered this on a Friday night at House of David. Now, he had five daughters. And so the way the law was set up at that time, these five daughters weren't going to receive an inheritance. And so they had to petition Moses and said, listen, we want to protect the legacy. Listen to this. We want to protect the legacy of our father's name by receiving the inheritance in the land, in the promised land. But legally, we cannot receive it. And we're saying, listen, not for our sake, not because we want wealth, riches, and land, but to protect, please hear me tonight, to preserve and protect our father's name. Who's your father? Your heavenly father. See, I'm going to release that inheritance to you tonight, if you'll listen, because we do not want your God, our God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, through the blood of Yeshua, to be mocked. We need a demonstration of God's intervention and power. We need our bodies healed. We need our finances abundance. We need favor. We need God's glory. We need wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. We need to have an encounter with God, so when people have an encounter with us, they're having an encounter with him. That's the inheritance. The inheritance is the glory. And in the glory of God is an abundant blessing of favor, wealth, wisdom, knowledge, health, and supernatural signs and wonders that follow us. That is your inheritance. That's why when you give, and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, not just in finances, but in every area of your life. Jesus said, if I can trust you with little, which is money, mammon, I can trust you with much, which is the glory. And the reason we don't operate in the glory and the power and the signs of wonders is because many times we have been lax in our faith with the mammon. The mammon's a small thing. You can give it to him, and he is guaranteed, according to Malachi 3, to open up the windows of heaven and pour out such a blessing, there might be room enough for you to receive it. It's the power. It is the daughter of inheritance. So many times, we have opportunities that come, because the word says, ask and you shall receive. But it also says, seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open. Are you knocking on the door of revelation? Are you seeking the Lord right now? Are you going to be willing to ask and sow? Because when you ask and sow, what it does is you say, Father God, in Yeshua's name, I come out of agreement where I might have said what the words that Robert Henderson taught us, I might have agreed and said in my heart or in my mind, well, God's timing's perfect, and you have a delayed inheritance. You have a delayed healing, a delayed finances, a delayed favor, a delayed promotion at your job. But Father God, we come out of agreement with that in Yeshua's name. We break the assignment of it in Yeshua's name. We say, Father God, that your sovereignty take over now. But anything we thought or said in the courts of heaven that came in agreement with Satan, who is the delayer, liar, cheater, robber, stealer, we come out of agreement with him now in Yeshua's name. And we will sow a seed tonight to prove that we have faith in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob through the blood of Jesus to give unto us. Yes, go ahead and put your name in the comment. He will give to and put your name in. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall man sow into your bosom, into your pocket, inside your clothes. Good measure, that you would have abundance and that you would have more than enough. See, the Lord wants to know what he can get to you, can get through you. That's why I want you to sow the seed today. I want you to go to kurtlandry.com/offering. And listen, if you're listening on the podcast, go to Kurt Landry, C-U-R-T-L-A-N-D-R-Y.com/offering. offering and sow your seed in obedience today. Be obedient. Pray, say, Lord, what is it that I need to sow that will release my inheritance? What is it that is causing the delay? What is causing that hindrance in this? Because I can tell you this, we're going to pray right now. And I want you to also go and get your prayer. Go to Kurt Landry. Let me find this on the screen here. I want to put this up for you. And I want you to download this prayer. Hallelujah. If this is helping anybody, praise God. Praise the Lord. There it is. Okay. I want you to go to kurtlandry.com/cancelculture prayer. And we're going to go into the courts of heaven like we did last Trending Tuesday. And we're going to do it again right now. Only I'm going to add the release of finances and the release of healing in a unique way. Are you ready? So go ahead and go to kurtlandry.com/cancel. C-A-N-C-E-L, no space, culture, C-U-L-T-U-R-E, prayer, P-R-A-Y-E-R. Download that prayer, and we're going to go into the courts of heaven, and we're going to release, in Yeshua's name, we're going to release your inheritance now. Happy Valentine's. Wouldn't it be nice to get this inheritance this week, ladies and gentlemen? But we're honoring the ladies this week with a special Valentine's blessing, if you would, Father God, in the name of Yeshua. Heavenly Father, I approach you in humility as one who has been washed in the blood of Yeshua. Thank you, Lord. I confess my faults of canceling and being critical or judging others. I understand that I reap what I sow. So as I sow tonight, let it be recorded in the heavens that I will also reap. And thank you, Lord, that I ask that you remove all snares from my words, thoughts, where I have canceled others or caused delay, thereby having released seeds of cancellation in my own life. Father God, I come to you in the heavenly courts, in the mercy court, and I ask now that every hindrance and delay of finances and every debt, orphan spirit, poverty spirit, every debt that has tried to hold me back, I decree that I am debt-free from sin, financially debt-free, and physically debt-free from all oppression, depression, sickness, and disease. I decree it. May it be recorded in the courts of heaven from my mouth into my books that I agree that by his stripes, I am the healed of the Lord. I agree with God's word in the courts today that the Lord Jesus Christ shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and his glory, which is my inheritance. I call on my inheritance now, and the cancel culture cannot cancel, delay, or hinder that flowing from the third heaven through the second heaven and manifesting on earth in Yeshua's name. I ask that it be recorded in the courts of heaven that I am releasing forgiveness to all who have canceled me, who have robbed from me, stolen finances from me, who have made promises and not fulfilled. Any lawsuits I choose to forgive, and I seek forgiveness of all that I have canceled, all that I have spoken about, all of I have cursed with my mouth and in my heart. I ask the Lord for forgiveness that my slate be clean, that the accuser of the brethren cannot complain that they didn't pay me back. He didn't give this. She didn't give that. I sowed that and I didn't receive. Lord, I take full responsibility for all delays of any financial seed manifesting on earth this night. On this Trending Tuesday, on this time of Valentine's, Lord, I send my love, my power, and my focus to you, and I take full responsibility, but I ask you to forgive me. May it be recorded in the mercy courts of heaven, and may the warring angels now go into the war room of heaven and into literally into the ancient banks and release my inheritance now, because nothing stops the flow. Nothing can stop the flow in Yeshua's name. Thank you, Father God. So I seek forgiveness of all everybody I've canceled. Thank you, Lord. Just judge. Heavenly Father, for ruling tonight, forgiveness on my behalf and silencing the accuser of the brethren, silencing him over my inheritance in the bank of heaven. And I decree and declare, he shall not rob, steal, or kill, because we know Jesus told us that Satan has come to rob, steal, kill, and destroy. I cancel it in Yeshua's name, because my Jesus, my Yeshua, came to give me life and life more abundant. Let the abundance of my inheritance, the good Father who leaves a good inheritance to his children's children. I am a child of God. I am a daughter of the King. I am a son of the King. My inheritance come now, for the master has need of it. I have need of the glory. I have need of my inheritance. Let it come now in Yeshua's name. Thank you, Father God, that you have ruled forgiveness on my behalf. Thank you in the courts of heaven, who speak against my prayers, petitions, proclamations, and supplication. I declare that the accusers and the accusers in heaven and on earth are silent. Those who have spoken against you, those who have prayed white witchcraft prayers, those that have cursed you, I cancel. I cancel every word and every unsnared word in Yeshua's name. Even jealousy, envy, and strife, those that have gone the way of Cain against you, I cancel it now in the name of Jesus. I silence their words. I break the snares. I release you to receive your inheritance in Yeshua's name. I decree and declare that our First Amendment right in the heavenly realm is activated, and I am in good standing to speak before you in the mercy courts in Yeshua's name. Amen. And amen, amen, amen. So you can go to Kurt Landry right now to activate this prayer. What you want to do is you've prayed the prayer, and now you want to activate it by faith. Because now what you're doing is you're going into the courts with clean hands, but you're also bringing your gift, which makes a way. So go to kurtlandry.com/donate, D-O-N-A-T-E. That's Kurt, CURTLANDRY.com/donate. And put your seed and your deed and your mouth, what you're saying, into the courts of heaven in Yeshua's name. And we come out of agreement and we break that delay in Yeshua's name. I'm looking for something here. If I can find it real quick, this is really powerful. Let me see if I can find it. Thank you, Lord. We want to decree this. Father God, we decree 2 Timothy 3:16, that all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man who God made to be complete thoroughly through the equipping of every good work. Thank you, Father God, that I charge you, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at the appearance of his kingdom. Preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with long suffering and teaching. For the time has come, they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itchy ears. they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and turn toward fables. But you be watchful. You say, go ahead in the comments, say, I'm being watchful of all things, enduring affliction, doing the work of an evangelist to fulfill your ministry, because it's all about souls. And when you sow that seed, it allows us to be able to enlarge our net, to connect with your net, to give us not only a harvest of health and finances and blessing, but it expands the net to go after souls, to do the work of an evangelist. Thank you so much. God bless and shalom. Thank you for listening to Ancient Mysteries Kingdom Principle Podcast. Like what you heard? Then visit us at kurtlandry.com for free resources that will empower your faith to walk in greater levels of kingdom authority. Follow me on Facebook or Instagram at Kurt Landry Ministries. See you next week.